I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, tribal leaders ask California's governor to sign a tribal co-management natural resource bill, and Democrats ask Native Americans to vote and back their party. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native leaders are asking California Governor Gavin Newsom to sign a bill that would allow federally recognized tribes to sign agreements with the state to co-manage and co-govern ancestral lands and waters. Assembly Bill 1284 unanimously passed both houses in the state legislature this week. Scott Sullivan is vice chairman of the Talawa Dene Nation. Fawn Murphy chairs the Puliklet tribe of Yurok people and says tribes want to promote biodiversity and reverse erosion and environmental degradation. The bill is also intended to help California meet its goal of preserving 30% of the state's land and waters by 2030. Democratic members of Congress, governors, and mayors appealed to Native Americans at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago last week. Elected leaders stopped by two Native American caucus meetings, delivering remarks hoping to energize attendees, asking them to rally their communities to vote and back the Democratic Party. New Mexico Congresswoman Teresa Leger Fernandez says the Native American vote is key. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham in remarks told the Native caucus, "There have been many accomplishments in Indian country, but there's still much work to do, including electing the Democratic presidential ticket." Regina Romero, mayor of Tucson, Arizona, says the Native vote has made a difference in the state in the past and is important this year. Governor Stephen Ro Lewis of the Gila River Indian Community in Arizona says he's encouraging people to vote, but the tribe is not officially endorsing candidates. In her role as vice president, Kamala Harris visited the Gila River Indian community, and as a presidential candidate, she included Governor Lewis in a rally, which he says makes a difference to Native voters. Democrats say the Harris-Walz ticket understands issues in Indian country and would bring that to the White House. Some tribal leaders at the DNC say they also had representatives at the Republican National Convention and are listening to both parties while advocating for tribal issues. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.